that for, well, actually a few days past, 8 years, Steve and I have been on the air. And once again, this is Alan Crutcher. I'm the host today. You know, Steve is just taking a little sabbatical. You know, we all fight our own demons in life. And, I'm not going to go any deeper than that. We all have our problems and our likes and dislikes and our stressful times. And Steve's all right. And he's still alive and breathing. Talked to him yesterday. But, it is, once again, it's July 9th, 2023. This is a live program. And, I'm sitting here talking with my friend Matthew down in Louisiana, and what you're hearing, folks, is basically conversations that Matthew and I have all the time. I love the man's mind. I love his thought processes. We don't agree on everything, but a majority of it, in our heart we do. Whether you've experienced my unique experiences in life or not, I've not lived in Matthew's shoes. I don't live in New Orleans inside of a large metropolitan area. I didn't go through, in 2005, the frickin' hurricane, where it flooded all of Louisiana, et cetera, et cetera. Even identical twins do not lead the exact same life, even though they might basically have the same genetic profile, We all lead individual lives, and we all have individual experiences that create who we are, I don't want to be a part of a mass anything, because I understand that on this planet, I am a unique individual. No one has had my life experience, No one's had the same, traumas and pleasures and everything else, So never just close your mind off and just become an unthinking follower, And this is the main thing that I hate about religions. And I don't want to go with the religious aspect, but, religion says, don't question, just believe, It's like, why? I've never understood that aspect of it, You just blindly follow, that's what's gotten us into this, is just blindly following and blindly leading and blindly believing your government is of God, obey it, Screw that. Anyway, Matthew, come on.
Wow. No, I mean, that was a mouthful. I'm digesting it.
It was a rant. I tend to rant, because I don't like what I see in the world today.
Do I need two or three stomachs to digest that?
Yeah, I'll probably throw up into my mouth later, and I really don't like chewing that stuff. But everyone tells me that I should be a vegetarian, so I guess I should just throw up in my mouth and just re-chew it and swallow it again.
How's your fawn doing?
She's doing great. Just the cutest. Right. She's very pushy. I don't when she comes up and starts pushing on me, I'm trying to teach her that it's like, you're not the boss, and so it's like, I'll swat her away, and it's like, no, you'll get your bottle when I want to give it to you, It's like, when she wants it, I don't give it to her. I'll walk in, and I'll make her a bottle of formula, and she's just more than happy then. But I don't want to let her know and think that she's in charge, because, like any animal, if you let them think that they have power and control over you, and they will use it. Even a little baby spotted fawn will use that power.
That happens in the world of anthropology as well, but I think I'm going to formally give you.
I think even the Wicked Witch can get into church today. It's not raining hard; it's a mist.
I guess, Mike, are you there? We'll go ahead and bring you in.
Is that Mike from Kentucky? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, hey! I don't know if you heard that or not. Did you hear what I was saying?
Yeah, something about pissing in the wind or rain in the mist or something.
No. I'm in a foggy mist of a rain here, and somebody pulled up in the church park lot, and I said, even the Wicked Witch of the West could get into church today without melting, because it's not raining. It's like a fog. I thought it was actually my mother-in-law, but I didn't realize I was on.
You were kind of there in the background.
To each his own, like you said, a lot of people have their own life experiences, and I can't walk in your shoes, but I might walk a mile for a camel or Mr. Chesterfield, who satisfies, but if you know your Blues Brothers. does Steve have a cold today and a bad connection? This guy you're talking to, until you told me who he was, I was like, Steve sounds like he's got a bad cold and a bad connection. talking on
no, this is my friend, this is my friend Matthew in Louisiana who kind of has a deep, penetrating voice like me. Yeah.
I heard you. No, he does. He sounds like Steve with a cold and a bad phone connection. Is he on a landline, like a copper wire? Are you on a copper wire phone?
No, I'm not, because you know those are going the way of written letters.
There's some stick in the muds. Like there's some real stick in the muds, like me and Alan, that want to keep those.
I know. For it, but you're going to be so taxed out. I mean, if you don't think that the you're from the telephone and radio industry, you know, you're.
I don't think so, because the FCC regulations are still in place for the original Ronald Reagan Lifeline program. So if you're on a fixed income, you can still get a copper wire, plain old local telephone line in a lot of locations. Alan will be able to keep that phone with no long distance until he's like 80. I'll guarantee it. They'll be raking out copper, and I think the going rate around here is like $34 and something, or $36 and something. Plus, you can get the wire plan after you need a repair and call in and add the wire service plan for another $7, and your phone bill goes up to like $42 a month. But you get no long distance. And that's the original lifetime plan.
That's pretty much what I pay, Mike. My phone bill, and it goes up, you know, like 15, 20 cents, you know, every month or so. My
regulation
phone is like $40-something dollars a month now. And
it's started by Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
It was started with Ronald Reagan, and when Obama expanded that to the cell phones, everybody criticized him, you know, and said, "I got the Obama phone." They made fun of that one woman, but all he did was expand the Lifeline program was expanded to cell phones, and they want to, as you said, they want to track every input and output of every human brain for mastering the human domain. So there's a lot of us that are really resentful of all these folks that do not respect our privacy. And in recent times, there's been grade schools to Boy Scouts that have device-free events. And they will actually take and put, like, in one of those shoe organizers or whatever, they'll put all the children's phones in a numbered pouches on the wall where they can see them. And if they get a text message or something in the distance, they can see the phone light up. Or even churches, I think, are doing this now. So you actually have a reasonable expectation of privacy when you go in there, that the microphones and the speakers are not listening, because if you're old enough, you might have plugged the old set of headphones into a guitar amplifier and played a harmonica into it. They make an okay harmonica mic because they have distortion. But a speaker can be a microphone. I've actually heard you could take two speakers and run one out to the treehouse and the other one into the kitchen, and Mom can whistle at you and say, "All right, we've got lunch ready," you know, and there's no batteries required.
You can take an empty can of corn and run a string between it and just pull it tight and do the same thing.
Well, this is better than that. You don't have to pull no string tight. And you can run it 200 feet with a good copper wire, and the magnet generates the electricity to make the sound come out the other end, but you can't talk at the same time. It's not full. But what I'm getting at, in a digital software-defined radio, and this is what I'm getting at, is Snowden, the whistleblower, talks about how he takes apart his phones and takes the microphones and cameras out of them. Yeah, he takes the cameras and microphones out of his phones, thinking he has some privacy. He never mentions the speaker.
No. Snowden, the whistleblower, whenever they make a movie of you like that, you know.
Oliver Stone,
It's a fraud. It's a fraud. Mike,
hey, guys, even my copper landline, I try to be as Fred Flintstone as I can, but, you know, I understand even my copper landline, you know, there's not a lady sitting at a board with little pegs, you know, and it's like, "What number, please?"
And
plugging it into it. It all goes through a digital internet, you know, connected switchboard at this point in time. So, you know, basically I'm talking to you on a cell phone. It just goes over copper lines until it gets to the collection location.
Well, the switch, they call those a switch or a central office,
right?
Depend on who you ask, and that's where all the batteries are that allow your phone to operate for 3 days after everybody else's cell phone is down. And that's what I've been trying to tell people about this coming up eclipse. There's going to be something crazy, like 60 million, maybe even up to 100 million people converge on this corridor from Texas to Maine. and the cell phones ain't going to work. So I've been trying to tell my family.
Hey, when is that eclipse happening, Mike? I saw that in the paper the other day.
April the 5th, and I've been trying to convince people that they need to go something like, 150 miles away from the main corridor because it's in April. April showers bring May flowers. So don't book a hotel or a campsite or something in the corridor. Book outside maybe 3 to 4 hours of the corridor because you're going to have to go where there's blue sky. And if you're in that main corridor, all of a sudden, it's going to be like a flock of birds running to blue sky if there's clouds. And so the people in that corridor cause all kinds of jamming and congestion trying to go where there's no clouds. But if you are 150 miles away, perhaps, you'll have about four different directions to choose from that you can plan for. And I'm going to say stay off the interstates because I did this for the one that happened in Tennessee. We went down and took rural roads. We stayed off the interstate. And we went into Tennessee through a mountain gap to the north of Cookeville, and we pulled over to Sonic and set up our telescopes and our lawn chairs and our paper plates so we could see all. See, there's a lot more than just the eclipse to see. There's all these after effects while all the traffic is crazy. You can watch the light changes and all the shadow changes and stuff. And so it became, I did it as an educational thing because I had a 7-year-old at the time who freaked out. And everybody that didn't want to go that went with me after I raised a ruckus, they all told their family. And now there's 5 times more people than just my family that want to go see this one. So just multiply that out. There's 32 million people
corridor. Let me just be clear. You're talking, this is going to be a solar eclipse, not a lunar eclipse.
A total solar eclipse. And the difference in totality, that's what the deal is. I mean, I've heard over my lifetime, I've heard so many people say, well, we watched that eclipse and it wasn't no big deal. I mean, it got a little darker. Unless you get to totality, and you don't have to go all the way to the center of totality, it only makes a few seconds difference. It's made 30 seconds to 45 seconds difference. But what the difference is going to be is hours and hours getting out of there when the traffic is jammed up trying to get out. And I'll bet you there's going to be plenty of places, just like on 9/11, they're going to overload the cell phone networks, and people won't be able to call 911.
Oh, yeah.
But now,
Mike, I won't have any of that problem about traveling, because apparently it's going to be, like I said, I saw it in the paper, and they were talking about how they're going to monetize it and make money off of it, so they're having like this, they're already planning on having this big solar eclipse party, and they'll probably be charging, $1,000 a room.
It's crazy.
A special, solar eclipse, a viewing place, with little blacked out windows and smoke glass and crap, people around here, they're not looking at it as a natural event. They're looking at it on how can they make money on it.
Well, it is this will be the last one in North America for 30 some million people to see for 100 years. I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But anyway, it is a big deal to see. And then you contemplate the Goldilocks place that we are in, this moon that is 1/6 our planet's mass, but 1/4 its size, the same side always faces us, and it's not made out of plasma, by the way. If you use binoculars or a telescope, you can prove that to yourself, because the shape of the craters from the bottom to the top go from oval to circular back to oval as you look at the curved surface of it. And during a lunar eclipse, it looks like a red ball. During a lunar eclipse, it looks like a red tennis ball. I've got that on tape on my YouTube channel where I filmed one of the last blood moons.
Are you going to try to tell me that we're living on a pizza with a cheese-filled crust, which is called Antarctica?
Absolutely not. I know better. I knew better because I've been an astronomer as a hobby since 1978. They raised a big ruckus about all the planets were lining up, and it was on the media, my dad was a television engineer, and so we had a 40-foot tower with a rotator on our antenna and a long-range UHF and VHF antenna. We could get 3 markets of television, Cincinnati, Huntington, and Lexington. So they really piped it up. And I'm sure you've seen those videos where they show how the media is controlled, and the news anchors, the local news anchors, read the same damn script over and over again from one to the other station.
Like 80 of them. I saw that on RT when I had RT America. You know, right. they had a big screen up there, and they had like 80 different screens, and every announcer across this country was reading the exact same script.
Right, and that happened in this planetary alignment. They had everybody scared crapless that there was going to be all these earthquakes, and the Earth could even shift on its axis and all this stuff. And there is evidence that those things have happened in the past. But the planets, I was so disappointed with my little $60 JCPenney telescope when the planets were said to be lined up. They weren't lined up. They were staggered across the sky. They were on the same side of the sky, but they weren't lined up, and there was no earthquake and all this stuff. So
I didn't have a telescope. I had a spotting scope, and I was looking for the bullet holes in the planets as they lined up. But go ahead.
Bullet holes? But the rednecks were going to shoot at them? Maybe me and you should write a grant or try to get us a big grant to study how long it takes for a new road sign to be put up before the rednecks shoot it. Have you noticed that? Every sign in the country gets shot at some point. And how long will it take, and why won't they shoot certain signs? I mean, they don't, you know, they're superstitious. They don't shoot the church signs, but, you know. And I have seen a lot of politician signs that don't get shot either. But anyway, it just doesn't take
Mike from Kentucky, let me ask you a question, because I'm listening with great interest on your observations on the moon and, you know, eclipses, you know, because I don't have much knowledge there. But have you ever seen the Aurora Borealis, Northern Lights?
You might say that's on my bucket list. I want to see that, but I don't want to see a Carrington event. If you've studied the Carrington event, you could read a newspaper.
I spend many a night looking at the Aurora Borealis, and it's nothing short of something so spiritual and a proof. I was with my friend, an atheist in Iceland, and right after 9/11, and we're out on a lava field looking up at the sky.
Where?
Snow everywhere, a couple seal, you know.
Where at?
He was in Iceland. Matthew went to Iceland. He's a cultural anthropologist.
Hafnarfjörður, Iceland, which is between Reykjavik and Keflavik, which is the old Navy base where the airport is. And
yeah, because we went outside. You said Aurora Borealis. I thought you were in Louisiana.
Yeah, but I mean, could leave his home country or state, correct?
Right. I was just trying to figure that out, because in 1859 we had a solar flare that was shaped like a dragon. The sunspot was spotted by this guy named Carrington.
And
offices on fire. It blew up the batteries you could read a newspaper in Alabama.
Yeah,
I don't want to see that.
I believe I read a report on that about 10 years ago. But what I'm saying is that the Aurora Borealis, when, you know, whether in Alaska or, you know, Greenland, Iceland, Norway, etc., and it comes lower, you can see it in Michigan. But the point is that oftentimes it's green and it takes a serpentine shape, and you have to think about whether or not the origin of dragons possibly might have come from the heavens. You know, it's really magical.
Well, I've actually, you know, when you look at the Chinese calendar, which creature on there is mythical?
Everything's mythical.
In the ancient days before the clouds were converted, how many of y'all, you know, laid out and flew a kite, you know, and were watching the clouds float across, and you see a unicorn or a Taurus, you know, a Minotaur or something, you know, in the clouds, and it's like, you know, oh my God, and then it just disappears and changes, you know, it's mythical.
Yeah, I see F-16.
The imagination.
Well, imagination is one thing.
Hey, Mike, thanks for the call. I guess we'll let you get on with church, man.
Thanks.
We'll go on. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it, man.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
And so it begins. I'm Peter Serafin with another Liberty Minute. Representative Boebert's resolution to impeach President Biden did not get the privilege status that she was hoping for. Privilege status would have forced the House of Representatives to vote on the resolution. Instead, the impeachment was sent to committee. Technically, that means that the investigation has begun. But many bills and resolutions never come out of committee and effectively die. I don't understand why an investigation is needed. President Biden stood at a podium and told us that all of his constitutional advisors said the eviction moratorium during COVID was unconstitutional, but he was going to do it anyway. Like me, Biden is bound by an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. And he openly admitted on camera that he was not going to do that. That alone should be enough to impeach any office holder at any level, regardless of party affiliation. If you own firearms, you need carry insurance. Get the most affordable carry insurance on the market, according to Pew Pew Tactical, and save 10% by using code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com. Until next time, see this Pashem Parabellum.
Welcome back here, folks. You know, short section before the bottom of the hour. You know, talking with our friend Mike there, you know, talking about, you know, the flat earth and everything, you know. I've never been to outer space, you know, I will admit, you know, I've done a lot of hallucinogens. You know, I've done, you know, peyote, acid, you know, LSD, you know, mushrooms, you know, different experiences, you know. And I'm not recommending this for anyone unless you have the mindset that you want to, you know, you can expand your mind and get a different way of looking at things, because it does give you a different way of looking at things. My friend Matthew sent me a book on hallucinogenic plants, you know, throughout history, and you know marigold seeds, and you know various, you know, they call them, you know, natural alkaloids, you know, and the ancient civilizations use these regularly to expand their mind, to connect with nature, to see things in a different light. Instead of this, you know, this societal stick up your butt, you know, you've got to believe this way, and you've got to work 8 to 5 and live for the weekend. That's never been me, you know. I've never been addicted to anything, you know. I've drank way too much. I've smoked too much pot, you know. I've done everything but inject stuff into my veins, you know. I've never done heroin or anything like that, but I've experimented. You know, when ecstasy first came out, it was legal. And you had psychologists and psychiatrists out there saying, this is the most wonderful thing, because people that they'd worked with for 20 years, you know, they give them a hit of ecstasy, you know, MDMA, and these people would open up and they would spill their guts, you know, because it makes you very uninhibited, makes you very happy, makes you enjoy the world around you, you know. And I'm not recommending that anyone do this. Unless you have the right mindset, you know, I did this in my younger years. Yes, I experimented a lot. You know, I experimented a lot with sex. Yes, you know, if I was a woman, I would have been called a slut, you know. But, you know, y'all have heard me pour my guts out on the radio before, you know. I don't deny anything. Yes, I had fun in my younger life, you know. And my friend Matthew, you know, he's led a little more regimented lifestyle once again. No one's been inside my body or my brain, had the same experiences that I've had. No, all of y'all out there listening, no one has had your unique experiences, who created who you are. But, you know, our RBN listeners, for the most part, even if we have disagreements, I love y'all because at least y'all are thinking. But never close your mind off to other ways of looking at things, you know. The flat earth theory, you know, we live on a pizza, you know, and the crust is Antarctica. And I'm like, well, is it filled with cheese, you know, like a Domino's pizza, you know? My mind stays open, you know. I have my beliefs, you know, my things that I see as truth, simply because my life experiences and the learning that I've had, you know, and the experience that I've had, the things I've seen under a microscope, you know, all the way up to electron microscopes, you know, I've got my own ideas and my own theories, and I don't have a reputation to survive. I don't have a big paycheck to keep, you know, so I've got to, you know, meld my mind to keep my income coming in, you know, to pay my alimony and my Ferrari, you know, expenses. You know, I don't live like that. You know, I'm in a very unique position where I can look at everything and think, you know, and not close my mind off, but everything I hear, I think about, you know. And am I exactly right? No. Am I lying to you intentionally? No. I'm telling you as much of the truth of this world that I've been able to figure out as I can. That's all I can say. You know, if I'm telling you something that ends up being not true, it's not intentional. You know, I'm not frickin' Alex Jones. I'm not trying to sell you boner pills, you know, to make money, you know, to pay off my ex-Jewish wives, you know. No, that's not me. I am who I am. Y'all are hearing me. You've heard me pour my heart out on the radio every frickin' weekend for a little more than 8 years now, you know. And with that, Matthew, got anything to say before we reach the bottom of the hour here?
Well, this whole, you know, that we're all supposed to be in consensus is ridiculous. That we're all supposed to agree on everything. I mean, that's what the human experience is about, is, you know, disagreement is the best validation. I mean, this whole, you know, that if you, well, first of all, going back to plants, you're talking about plants. No plant that was given to this earth, this wonderful earth, all right, should be illegal. No words should be illegal. You know, no books should.
And if I choose to do peyote or mushrooms or smoke pot, you know, that's my decision. It's like, I don't expect society, you know, to pay for me, you know, if I have a bad trip. You know, I don't expect society to pay for me going into a mental institution, you know, if I have a bad... The way I see the world today, today's world is like a bad acid trip, you know? It's twisted, man.
It's a mental institution.
It's far from the beautiful thing when you're a very comfortable setting and you do psychedelics. Man, it can be the most wonderful experience. But if you're uncomfortable, if you're in an uncomfortable setting, yes, it will expand that, and you know, your own mind starts taking over. The world I live in is very uncomfortable right now, which is why I don't do psychedelics anymore. Not saying I wouldn't eat a mushroom if it was put in front of me, but go ahead.
We are living in an open air mental institution, you know. And the whole COVID, Operation COVID is what I call it, because it was an operation. We're all in this together. They closed. I heard the most beautiful, about 3 weeks before, it was like going to be an Easter. It was at a Black Baptist church. The most beautiful choral musical practice at this church nearby my house off the Mississippi River, all right? It was so beautiful. I mean, it was, tears would come from your eyes. And within a few weeks, the lockdown, COVID-19, we're all in this together. We'll never go back to normal. I mean, when they closed the churches, and this church was closed for more than a year, when they closed the churches, that was proof, in my best estimation, that this was communism. Except for, unlike 1917, 1918, they didn't kill the priests, they locked them out of the churches. And,
Hey, remember this? There was even these pastors that got a little radio transmitter, and they said, just pull up in the parking lot in your car and tune to this channel, and I'll broadcast my sermon to you. You remember, the government even came down on those people that were sitting in their cars with their masks on, listening to a church service in the church parking lot, and they came down and they arrested these people.
But they were giving away what we'll call marijuana cigarettes and lottery tickets if you took the vaccine.
You know the routine, my friend. Bottom of the hour here. We'll be back, Paul.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to Republic of Texas Radio. Another day without Steve, but, thankfully I've got my friend Matthew riding along here with me. And Matthew, I do thank you, man. You know, I've got plenty to say, but you know, just me talking. You know, if it was just me talking, I would sound pretty freaking insane. If y'all could crawl inside my brain, y'all would probably go insane. You know, because my mind flits back and forth, up and down this Black Widow spider web that we're living in. You know. But, you know, but then I also know that at somewhere up and down this web, there's a Black Widow at my back, more than likely. You know, I go down to one node, you know, where the web connects. It's this asymmetrical nightmare. You know, it's not this beautiful Charlotte's Web spider web like you see. I see the world as a giant Black Widow spider web. You know, it's a worldwide Black Widow's web.
Yeah.
You know?
I read in the last month an article about how the Brown Widow is now basically making the Black Widow homeless, in that the Brown Widow is moving into the Black Widow's territory, and
are you talking about the invasion from the south or what?
No, I'm talking about actual arachnids.
Okay, see, I don't recall hearing about the Brown Widow. I mean, I know about about the brown recluse and everything, but.
Yeah.
There's an actual Brown Widow with an hourglass on it, or what?
Well, I would say Google that shiitake, but I know you don't Google, you know. But I'll print it up and send it to you, all right? With a 4-cent stamp, all right?
I keep telling my friend, it's like, you know, but I don't get to town when the post office is open very much. I told Matthew, you know, I've got arrowheads, you know, running up my anus, and I keep telling him I'm going to send them some. I'm going to have to get myself together and get the energy up to actually go into town when the post office is open and send him a box of arrowheads, because he's a cultural anthropologist. You know, he likes history. He likes, you know, studying other cultures. But anyway, go ahead.
There was a book. And I have a Xerox of, because I don't have the actual book. I don't know. I think it was printed. It's called The Axe Was God. You know, and, you know, the axe, the stone axe. And, yeah, we have, you found more arrowheads. I maybe found some pottery, small things. We don't have much stone in South Louisiana. Everything's imported. Everything.
All I have where I live is rock with a few handfuls of dirt scattered onto it and a plant and a tree here and there. But go ahead.
But after a real heavy rain, you walk out and you find arrowheads and
oh, yeah.
Pick up something that has been there, like you said, 500, 1,000, 10,000 years.
My friend, every time I find one, depending on how far, how deep I find it, I pull it out of the ground and I'm like, you know, the last time a human being, you know, touched this might have been 6 to 10,000 years ago. You know, for me, it's not the monetary value; it's the beauty and the age and the antiquity of it. You know, it's like someone was sitting here 6,000 years ago and flaked this thing because they needed it to live, and they dropped it in the leaves and it got lost and, you know, got buried, and you know, now I'm finding it after 6,000 years. For me, that's the amazement in it. You know, I could sell my arrowhead collection for a lot of money, but I don't look at it that way.
No, but it's such a magical experience to touch something that was fabricated by man's hands.
Thousands of years ago.
Thousands of years ago.
Long before Christopher Columbus came over and found this continent just completely bare of any life forms.
The Vikings were here first, and the Celts actually were here, and also Salutrian points versus Clovis points. It's the same lithic. It is.
Yeah.
You know. So I mean, basically, history is
what they tell
us poison. Yeah, history is. History is the more I learn about history, is the more that I have understood that history is fabricated.
Yeah. Hey, my friend, I don't want to. We've got Lynn in Maryland, a good friend of mine, a very intelligent, smart lady living right close to the belly of the beast. She told me she couldn't quite shoot a spit wad and hit the Capitol, but she's pretty close up there. Lynn in Maryland, are you there? We'll take you on real quick here.
Thank you. Thank you, Alan. Nice to meet you, Matthew. And I hope Steve's doing well. Let him know we miss him, okay? And I got notes all over the place here. I feel like doing my public service announcement first. Last week, actually, I said psilocybin and talked about plants, and thank you for the person who called in to correct me. But actually, in my head, I was picturing peyote. And I actually do know a little bit of difference there. Here's my public service announcement. Don't take anybody else's pills or buy anything off the street because it has, doozy in it. What's that
fentanyl.
Drug? You know, that
fentanyl.
Thing that kills everybody. All you need is like
fentanyl.
A grain of it, you know?
Fentanyl.
And if you've never done hallucinogens, you might want to do it with somebody because if you're not having a good trip, you need somebody who can point you to the 30-minute sitcom to get your brain right. Only happened
to connect with a higher power. Yeah.
Oh, it's wonderful. I mean, especially something like peyote. It's just wonderful. I mean, I have to tell you, I haven't done it in years, and you know, I live a much different life than I used to lead. Mm-hmm. But there's my public service announcement. Because don't even take a pill from a friend unless you absolutely know it came from a pharmacy.
Or
from nature. You know, I used to know people that had mushrooms growing in tanks, and you go over and hand them $10, and you pluck a couple of mushrooms out, wash the dirt off the roots, and eat them. You know, they were as natural as they could be. You know, there was no manufacturing bastardization or anything in it. It was the natural product.
Yeah, but you have to think about a kid who takes another kid's Tylenol 3 or a Percocet or something, and because they had a knee injury, but it didn't really come from a pharmacy, and you don't know that, and that's where people need to be careful, because those drugs are pressed to look like just regular pills, so people do need to be careful. It's not worth the overdose. You know, go to your doctor, beg, scream, say I'm in pain, I'm dying, and stop being doofuses. And thank you, Matthew, for being from New Orleans, because I'm sitting here without electricity, and it's really humid, but I know there's no humidity like the humidity in New Orleans.
Well, when I grew up, my housekeeper told my mother, I was like 6 years old, she goes, in New Orleans, it's not the heat, it's the humidity. And you know what? God, I want to make the bumper sticker. Not humidity, humility. Because really, in New Orleans, it's not the heat. It's not the humidity, it's the humility. Now,
well, that's on Bourbon Street.
Well, I mean, oh, gosh. I mean, that's a street I avoid. But I'll tell you, the whole fentanyl crisis is not an accident. That's by design. And that is it predates the COVID vaccine, you know, the Operation COVID-19. The fentanyl, anything bought off the street, they are killing our people. I mean, they're killing our youth. And I expect that it's going to become a much greater magnitude in the coming months.
Well, and young people are also getting a lot of it off of social media. So, just folks, you need to be careful. And also be careful with that stupid movie. Everybody pushes this. Done by the
which
people
movie?
That
and,
produced
and folks, the... And folks, you know, we're not here pushing
which
drug use
which
or anything,
movie?
But, you know...
Which movie?
That Salem media is promoting, and all the Christians, and I'm a Christian, but Christians promoting, and the producers of the...
You mean Jim,
that Mormon Christian series, you know, with the good-looking Jesus, I guess. That's it. And the men who have up in the hills, you know, to take all those abused women, it just scares the hell out of me.
Right. Yeah. Well, folks, Sam just whispered in our ear, you know, the sound of freedom or whatever.
Six years ago, I was on a prayer call with people that were rescuing hookers out of Vegas and taking them up to someplace in Nowheresville, Midwest, in the hills. To help them rehabilitate. I'm like,
they could be hookers.
And they're all men.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, who has lollipop written all over them? Okay, but I got a couple other things. Thank you for bringing up cursive. You know, it's like kids during COVID that didn't go to school. If they'd given them workbooks, they would have learned. It'd just stay off the internet. So there are some great homeschooling books, and they aren't even homeschooling books. They were like church schools, but it doesn't matter that it's Christian. You know, remember as a little kid, you loved workbooks. Remember going to somebody's house, or if you're Catholic, when you went to vacation Bible school, you got workbooks. You liked them. It gave you something to do. Well, they got great penmanship books. They even have them in Office Depot or Staples. But my favorite bookstore is Rod and Staff, and they have the best books, like for learning, for, you know, through grade 8, 10. And I'll give their telephone number. I'll say it twice. It's Rod and Staff Publishers, and they have a wonderful catalog. You've never seen people who could pack a box better than these people at 2. 888-763-7447. 888-763-7447. And I believe they're Eastern time, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. So maybe that'll be helpful.
I'm going to look that up and take a look at the catalog. But you see,
They don't actually don't have a website, I don't think. We should get back into letter writing. You know, like since my brain injury, I have trouble with mail. I hate mail. And I mean, I used to be an office manager. But, you know, even if you just start with a card that you sign your name, one, it keeps the post office going. You can get forever stamps, so you don't have to worry about the price going up. But write each other. At least people can't open our mail legally. You know, they can listen to phone calls.
You just mentioned the forever stamp. Matthew sent me a letter with a 2-cent stamp on it. And it took like 5 days to get here because I guess it probably confused the post office. But you know, folks, if you're sending, you know, I don't recommend sending your bills or anything like that. But if you want to send a letter, you can still send a letter to someone with a 1 or a 2-cent stamp, right, Matthew?
Love letters. Whatever happened to love letters? Love letters are dead now. You know, I mean, we're in an era of pornography. You know, and cultural debasement and destruction. You know, whatever happened to the art of the love letter? Maybe I'm just a romantic, but I mean, we have seen, and the proper term is denatured. When I think of denatured, I always go back to denatured witch hazel. But if you eliminate witch hazel from that and just look at the term denatured, it means to destroy nature.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what's happening right now. It's culture pathology. We are in an era right now of
we've become so interconnected that communication means nothing anymore. Lynn, I agree. Sitting down and writing a letter, you actually had to think about what you were writing on paper. Then you had to put it in the envelope, you know, and close it and lick the envelope closed and put a stamp on it and go down and send it in the post, you know. It meant something when you wrote someone a letter. In today's world, you sit and type on a keyboard and it means nothing.
Well, you can type it on a keyboard even, but put it in the mail and mail it because it means something to the person who receives it, and it's something they have forever. They can keep it. They can look at it. You know, if we don't have physical stuff, if it's in the cloud or it's on your hard drive or on a flash drive, you don't have it.
It's alterable.
It will disappear. The flash drive will break. Stuff, PDFs, you know, you need to print stuff out, put them in a binder, a book, hold on to them. They are valuable. And the other thing is there were two studies done. People who read on a tablet or on a screen, over time, they lose their ability to read to the point that they will totally lose their ability to read the printed word. Now, what does that say? Talk about getting dumbed down. Okay, but there are two other things.
Lynn, people live on headlines. You know, they read a headline and it grabs their attention, and they read like the first sentence in a two page paper, and they read the first sentence. You know, they read the headline and the first sentence, and they say, "Okay, I've got everything." They don't read.
Well,
into
if
the
they
paper.
Do that in
You're
a
right.
newspaper, at least they do that. If you do it online, it's totally different because
right.
you don't read normally online. You read in a Z. And then, because normally in a book you read in a Z. Online, up until a few years ago, you read in an E. So you lost those blocks of text completely. But do
yep.
you know it's progressed to where people read in an F? When you think of design on a website, you've almost lost both left and right side. You have a big header, so you don't have much text above the fold. So they're not reading, and their attention span is down to that of a mosquito. So,
OMG, LOL, BFF.
Well, and you know, even that in a letter is nice. You know, I mean, you
no,
might need the
no,
acronym
not.
Dictionary, but be that as it may. The other thing is, if you care, call Congress and tell them to keep AM radio. Because remember, somebody like Alan can build an AM radio, you know. But if everything is digital, there's nothing analog, we're going to be in deep doo-doo. So here's
we
the telephone
are.
Number for the Capitol. You can call your senator, your congressman, and also you might want to put a word in to ask him to bring to drop the charges against Julian Assange before he dies. 202-224-3121. U.S. Capitol Switchboard, 202-224-3121. It only takes you a minute or two to make a phone call to your congressmen or senators, and you can even do it when nobody's there and leave a message. It works, and it has a big effect. Don't think your voice doesn't count, because it does, and sometimes it's that one voice that'll make all the difference in the world. And when it comes to copper phone line, well, until the idiot from the phone company came and went, "I don't know what to do with all these wires," because, you know, didn't show them on his tablet. I have had a copper phone line, headphones all over my house, and I have one phone that works, and there's a cable. But I do have unlimited long-distance caller ID and call waiting on my copper-wired phone line until he put in that stupid-ass cable. Okay, I think there was something else. Oh, I know, Lark. Lark, you said something last week about communitarianism, and if he ever wants to use my conference line, he can, or if RBM gives him time, I would be more than happy to facilitate a ask questions and Lark take the floor, because I would love to hear him
talk about
communitarianism.
We talk about that, and you know, I don't live on the phone, but, you know, next time I have an urge to get in touch with Lark, I'll give you a call, and we'll at least have a threesome, and, you know, whoever else might want to come in. But, yeah. Anyway, Lynn, you know, we're getting real close to the end of the program.
Okay,
I
just covered all on my list, so I thank you very much. Sorry to take so long. And
Lynn, thank you.
God bless you.
Nice to hear from you. You got a beautiful voice, and you're a wonderful caller.
Oh, thank you, Matthew.
She's a beautiful woman. Lynn's called me, and I've got her number. We talk periodically, and I always love my calls from Lynn. Good woman, yes.
Yeah.
Protect that brain, Alan.
I'm trying, my friend. You know, physically, I'll probably live to be 120. Mentally, it's hard to survive in this world. But, yeah, thank you, my friend.
But battle
for keeping
it, not giving it away. Doesn't get to go in the cloud. Bless your hearts.
Friend.
Thank you. Bye, and thank you, Sam.
Take care, Lynn. Yeah. This is part of our RBN listening audience that, you know, I've managed to have connections with, like Matthew here. You know, we talk periodically. You know, like I said, I don't live on the phone. I don't live in the electronic age, and I do value the phone calls that I do have from them. You know, very intelligent, very smart, very well-intentioned people. We all have our differences. You know, no two of us believe exactly the same, but if we all believe the same, we would be lemmings running off a cliff. And I know that's kind of an oxy. You know, that's just a thing that we're given. But, you know, if there's never any strife, if there's never any questioning, any conflict, you know, you never learn anything, do you? You know, some of y'all don't like my viewpoints out there, but, you know, but apparently if you're listening, it's like you're listening, you know, because your mind's not snapped closed like a steel trap, you know. You know, you have your beliefs, I have mine. I take in information and I keep it in the back of my head, and when something comes up to either make it more plausible or less plausible, you know. That's the way my mind works, and I know I'm a freak in today's world, but that's just me. Anyway, Matthew, we're getting close to the end here. Your closing thoughts.
Well, I remember my grandfather telling me when I was probably like 8 years old, something like that, that if everyone claims to be your friend and to like you, you got a lot of enemies. You got a lot of enemies. And that's
sounds
kind of
like
my closing thoughts. I did like hearing from Lynn. She's got such a sweet voice. I mean, you know, very wholesome and kind of gives me hope.
But she's got a brain. She's got a brain.
Yeah,
I love that. Lynn has a brain.
When the American dream, well, when the American dream becomes expatriation, you know, it's a response to the nightmare that we're engulfed in now. Now, going back to Mike from Kentucky, and I gotta love that guy. I mean, wow. I owe him lunch for the great compliment that I sound like Steve O'Brien with the bad cold. I owe him lunch. I'll buy him a good lunch when I'm driving through Kentucky to see the Aurora Borealis in Michigan, all right? So, lunch is on me, Mike.
Yeah, you know, we might be in different parts of the country, you know. Most of my friends are my RBN friends, you know, the people I can really talk to. And you know, I'm pretty much in the middle of the country, you know, so if I've got friends on the East Coast, a few on the West Coast, and, you know, 1,200 miles away, whichever direction I want to go. And, but, you know, y'all are closer to me than most of the people that I can see physically, because most of the people in my life that I have physical contact with don't want to hear anything that I have to say, and I try, you know, I will try not to spout off, but inevitably they'll ask a question, and then what am I going to sit there and say, yes, I agree,
it's
yes, Joe Biden
reflex.
Is the best president that's ever been.
Oh, that's a gag reflex. I mean, you can't deny, you know, you stick a finger down your throat, you're going to vomit, all right? I mean,
yeah.
You know, I mean, we're living in an age of absolute deception, you know, and really it's going to grow much worse than it is today. So enjoy today. Today's a beautiful day, I think, hoping for a little rain, cool things down, and we'll see what happens.
It was almost cool here yesterday. It only got to 103. It was almost cool.
Oh, that's extremely cool, huh? Well, give your fawn a kiss for me, all right?
I will do that. You know, and yes, my friend, you know,
a bottle, huh?
I'm sure I'm going to walk outside and give her a call, and I'm sure she'll come running up. You know, she stayed outside last night. You know, sometimes she stays inside, sometimes she goes outside, and you know, I can't, you know, guarantee her safety, because, you know, folks, there is no guarantee of safety everywhere. You know, if you give up your freedom for perceived safety, you know, that's what's got us to this point. You know, my little deer, you know, she's a deer. You know, but am I her daddy? Am I her food source at this point in time? Yeah, but, you know, she's, deer are pretty independent. She doesn't like to be picked up and held and loved on, you know, but
yep.
She does love her daddy.
So
she loves my dog.
I bequeath a middle name to you. It's Alan Buck Crutcher, all right? Alan Buck Crutcher.
I've been compared
to
Grizzly Adams a time or two.
All right?
Yeah.
you have a great day, my friend, all right?
All right. Thank you, Matthew. And I guess I'll go ahead, and I know it's almost right at the end here. And I'll end with, like usual, it's like, you know, take care out there, folks. Thank you for being out there. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being part of my RBN family. Even if you've never called in, you know, thank you for being out there. If you're listening, you kind of see things the way I do. And, you know, I can't say anything else, you know. Thank you all for being out there. I do love you, and I value you.
Because you can now
I really
have a
3D do.
Printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.